Vermonters for Healthcare Freedom hosted a group of doctors and providers at the Statehouse who say their right to contract with patients is being threatened by healthcare reforms planned by the Green Mountain Care Board. Dr. Robert Emmons, a psychiatrist, says the state is moving toward a factory-based system of delivering care.
They are misapplying a manufacturing metaphor to an individual professional relationship. When I work with an individual patient, I need to take into account the needs of that individual patient. And a set of practice guidelines that are designed for a broad population aren't necessarily going to fit for that individual patient. It hasn't happened yet. The state of Vermont plans to use an elaborate system of financial rewards and punishments to steer the clinical decisions of physicians.
Emmons also believes that the state's financing mechanism does not account for what actually happens in a doctor's office.
We're not connecting the dots to how these financing decisions will affect what happens in the office or at the bedside. I think we're starting in the wrong place. If we focus on the financing mechanisms, then patients and doctors are going to have to go into contortions to meet the demands of the payment mechanism. I think we should start with our vision of what we want to have happening in the office or at the bedside, and let that determine the best payment mechanism.
Vermont Healthcare Reform Director Robin Lunge finds some of the opponents' arguments confusing. Lunge says the law is crafted to assure that both patients and providers are protected.
If we look at the work of the Green Mountain Care Board to date, they have been very collaborative with the healthcare provider community. The law provides protections for consumers and also provides protections for healthcare providers. Act 48 requires that in the future, when we move to a universal system, that providers receive fair reimbursement.
John McClory, vice president of the right-leaning Ethan Allen Institute, believes the Green Mountain Care Board has the power to regulate private contracts between individuals and their doctors out of existence.
There's still a lot of doctors who are going to look at this and say, wait a minute, I have to charge only the prices that the Green Mountain Care Board allows me to charge in a private arrangement? No, thank you. I am very concerned that by putting the Green Mountain Care Board, that is the state of Vermont, in charge of every arrangement between every patient and every doctor in Vermont, you're going to lose doctors.
But Vermont Public Interest Research Group Executive Director Paul Burns says the new system is the best way to make health care available to everyone.
We, through this reform effort, are trying to make good health care available to many thousands of Vermonters who go without it. And I think the complaints of this relatively small group of doctors should be understood in the context of the larger needs of the state.
An article published Thursday in the New England Journal of Medicine praises Vermont's healthcare reform efforts. Dr. Laura Grubb of the University of Texas School of Public Health says Vermont is well ahead of other states and in a leadership position in implementing changes required under the Federal Affordable Care Act. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.